You know that ridiculous way pet owners talk to their animals?
Who's my boy? You want a potty for daddy? Yeah, he's the best dog in the world.
Yeah, you won't hear any of that here. This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, we have with us as a returning guest on the line, Sarah Vickery, who is the owner, founder, and pretty much the everything for the Mid-Michigan Cat Rescue out of Grand Ledge. Welcome back to the show, Sarah.
Thank you so much for having me again. I'm really happy to be able to come back.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. Sarah, today the topic we've been talking about is the issue of adoptions. And specifically, we've been dealing with trying to help the listeners understand the complexity of how big of an issue this is. Can you share with our listeners out at Mid-Michigan Cat Rescue, how big of an issue is the adoption issue for you?
Well, just in case anybody's not familiar with us, we are a nonprofit, volunteer-based organization that rescues abandoned and neglected cats and kittens. We are an absolute no-kill organization. So for us, we have a limited amount of space in our foster homes for cats and in our main foster home. So usually we can only have up to about 160 cats in the program at once. Now, that doesn't mean that that's all the requests that we get for asking to get cats into the program. Every day the phone pretty much rings off the hook with, I have a litter of kittens, I have multiple strays, I have barn cats, I have multiple litters of kittens that I cannot care for anymore. Probably last year we received requests for into the 5,000 to 7,000 cats in Michigan wanting to get into our program.
5,000 to 7,000, you said?
Yeah, probably minimally.
Wow.
It may be a higher number than that.
And how many did you end up adopting out?
Well, our adoption totals last year were 339 cats.
Wow.
And that for a all-volunteer-based rescue program, that is a very proactive number.
Wow.
Yeah, but, you know, 5% of the demand. Now, let's say of those 7,000 people that called you, were they redirected, or where do you think, what happened to that? Did they just kind of give up, or what do you think happened there?
Yeah, it's very difficult for us because we want to save every cat that we get a request for. You know, it's not just owners calling us or people that have found strays. It's animal controls contacting us from all over Michigan. Last year, we actually even took cats from the UP, sheltering the UP. Because we are not based, you know, like we're not an animal control. We get calls from all over Michigan and from other states even. And so we have to figure out where we can redirect them or what we can help people with, at least as far as giving out information, because there's no way that we can take in that many cats.
Of course not.
So we provide, we have a feral cat assistance program that helps people get understand what feral cats are and how to care for them. And, of course, the most important part would be to get them spayed and neutered. We have low-cost spay for them or no cost. We have spay and neuter options for people that have found a stray or have barn cats that they're having an issue with. And so we provide, again, either low-cost or no-cost spay and neuter for them. We also want to educate people as much as we possibly can about if they have a cat that they do not believe they can keep due to a behavioral issue, can they fix that issue and then keep the cat? It would be much better than rehoming the cat and using our resources in that way.
Go ahead.
We like to try to find every other avenue for properly caring for the cat, then the last option is coming to us.
Okay, so it becomes, probably the thing that you're noted most for is probably because it comes to you and you can foster these out, but it sounds like the larger umbrella that you work from is just simply providing kind of helpful hints and tips and suggestions and services that really actually solve the problem in maybe a different way than the person calling up at first really thought about.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people say they're moving, and in this economy, they have to move into an apartment that doesn't allow them to have a cat. Well, their first thought sometimes is to just call rescue because there's all these homes that are waiting for this cat that they can't keep. Mm-hmm. Well, that is untrue. This problem is huge, and we are inundated with phone calls every day. Now, it's much easier for that person to contact all of their friends and family and coworkers and see if they know anyone that might want their cat first before they take the option of relinquishing the cat into a foster care program.
Right. Sarah, you mentioned the topic of resources. That has to be a key issue behind this whole thing. How do you guys go about raising funds in order to cover all of the expenses tied to your rescue?
Well, since we are all volunteer and we are a nonprofit, we advocate very well for people to donate to us, and we have different ways that you can do that. We have fundraisers that are ongoing and annually, like right now we have the silent auction that is a web-based silent auction going on. We have close to $3,000 worth of products that you can peruse and see if there's anything that interests you, and all the bids start at 25%, so you get a deal. And we have a donation come in, and it's a win-win for everybody.
It sure sounds like it. Sarah, I'm afraid we're running out of time, but if any of our listeners are interested in getting in contact with you to find out about your services, how do they reach you?
We have a website. It's www.mmcr.petfinder.com, and it's a wonderful website with lots of information about the program, how to volunteer, how to make a donation. We are currently raising money to be able to move our main foster home to a location where we can have open adoptions and really double our numbers of being able to care for more cats. And since we are no kill, we just make that lifetime commitment to them, and it's a wonderful thing. So the more people that get involved and the more people that can donate something, even $5, really helps us grow and help more cats.
Well, best of luck to you. We've been speaking this morning with Sarah Vickery, who is the founder of the Mid-Michigan Cat Rescue. And Rick, we've just run ourselves completely out of time. So on behalf of our producer, Mark Price, and my co-host in the studio, Rick Pruse, this is Lee Cohen wishing all of you a great weekend and a great week ahead. Please, all of you, go out and adopt an animal if you can, or at least please take good care of your pets, and have a great week, everybody.
If you're out of the listening area, you can hear the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show live online. Go to 1320wils.com and click on the Listen Live link. Got some ideas, questions, suggestions? Email us at mmpets@1320wils.com or message us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/mmpets. Like us on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/mmpets. You can upload your own pictures and interact with other pet enthusiasts.